Yeah, huge game again, as they all are really, like, but you know, we've had a good week there, a good break from the league, first all, and then good week back in training, and while we were away in Portugal, you know, we put in the graft, like, so coming back in this week where, you know, we've hit the ground running, hasn't been a break into nothing, you know, we've eased our way into it and done the work in Portugal, so hopefully this week now we just prepare right, and as we know they will, and it'll be no doubt up in Tala, like, as it always is. I think it'll be hell for leather, like, you know, so I'm looking forward to it, and we can only look after ourselves, you know what I mean, so, and I think we have done, so I'm really looking forward to it now. We know on our day we can click, you know, we can really play some good football and win some big games, you know, so yeah, it was great though going into the break, you know, because it kind of would have defined our next 2 weeks really, in terms of we had a week off holiday and a week back in training, and as you know, Dundalk were in the same complex, you know, so it would have been would have left a sour taste going into that week if we didn't come out of it with the right result, like, and so we did, we left it on a high, and it kind of set the tone then for the following 2 weeks, and it was a great 2 weeks to be fair, and yeah, just looking back now, just happy we done it, like, keeps the interest there, and it keeps everybody interested, and it'll keep it going for however long more, you know, so it is, when teams break away, I think, as you said there, for the league, it's not great for the league when two or three teams are gone and say, you know, so it is good, yeah. Yeah, massive loss, Johnny's very unlucky, you know, but with that injury, but as you said there, we've players around who can do the job as well, you know, can fill in and try and fill his boots best they can, like, so I don't think we'll be, I think we'll be okay, you know.
Gar, how beneficial was last week in Portugal for you from a training perspective, but also it's kind of like a team bonding and kind of that kind of exercise?
Yeah, it's massive. The week when you go away like that with the lads, like, you know, without even trying, you know, you're bonding, you know what I mean? You're getting closer, you're on a more about team, you're living with them for, like, it's grand coming in training, you spend it, or an away game even, you have a day with them, you're gone, you know, but having a solid week with them, you know, you learn things about your teammates, and you bond, you get a little bit closer, and I think that definitely helps. It shows on the pitch, I think, you know what I mean, when you have that camaraderie and that closeness, you know, I think winning teams have that, and I think the week away, it only makes that stronger, so yeah, stood us in good stead.
Who did you room with?
I was with Gary Buckley.
He's a snorer.
Ah, him, he's a nightmare. He's a nightmare. Nah, he's grand. We'd good crack now, to be fair. And yeah, as I said there, you have a bit of bond in you as a group. You come closer and you carry that into the games, in the league.
Did it bother you as in Dock were there, and did you bump into him much?
First few days it was a bit standoffish, all right. You know, it was. But as John was saying, like, we're all adults. You know, you live and let live. It's not like you're on the pitch with him, you know, but. There was a respect for each other, you know what I mean? But we weren't high-fiving or anything, you know, walking around the place or anything like that. Like, so, but it was good, though. There was two schedules. We were on ours, they were on theirs, and we'd come off the pitch, they'd go onto the pitch, vice versa, and it worked. It worked really well, like, you know, because it's a great complex over there in Colina Verde, but you would see each other a lot because there's only one dining hall. There's, you know, there's one bar area where the matches were on and all that, you know, so... The schedule worked really well for both teams, I'd say.
Much of a difference going abroad for a training camp and staying in Ireland as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, besides the sunbathing, but it's great, you know, just mentally to get away there in the sun, and, you know, you're getting up every morning and it's blue skies and it's 25 plus or whatever. It's, you know, you can't complain, you know, it's, and the fitness side of things, it's harder. So you come back here, and you can deal with the conditions a lot easier because you've been in them conditions training uncomfortably, if you like, you know what I mean? So coming back here then it's cool, you know, it's ideal conditions then for us, you know, because we're the week away, we're used to the intense heat, like, so yeah, it's definitely worth doing. I'd recommend it. I think it's a great thing to do for any team if they can.
Are you happy enough for your season so far?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing all right, and I wouldn't be looking too far ahead or anything like that. Just take it game by game. We've had a good run now, and we just need to keep the concentration levels. Don't get sidetracked by anything else other than what's happening Friday night in Tala, and that's it. That's all we can concentrate on. It's, to be fair, like we're not looking ahead at anything. We're just concentrating on that and looking forward to getting up there and getting the game on and getting it going, you know.
Will Europe be a distraction? I know that we don't want to talk maybe too much about it before the Rovers game, but like, is it a distraction when it comes?
I don't think so, you know, because it's one of them things you just have to, it's part and parcel, and you expect it, you know, so you just take it in your stride, and you just deal with it. Best, same as Friday night, you know what I mean? It's a game of football, you know, it's just whatever happens on the night happens on the night, and you take it in your stride, and you manage the team best way you can, the players best way you can, and move forward from there, you know.
And happy enough to draw the vectors. You know, you don't have to go to the island to play the first leg.
Yeah, it's brilliant, you know, and it's great as well for the fans and stuff, you know, to be fans will be able to travel, like, you know, so from that point of view, it'll be there should be good crowds at both games, you know, should be a feisty contest.